Hello. God damn it. I knew I wasn't ready to see your McFlurry in person. I didn't know like how not ready I was. And
Dude, look.
I'm pretty fucking upset. I want a McFlurry.
I almost got because I saw a thing for it. When was the last time you were at a McDonald's?
Couple months now.
Ooh, you need to go to McDonald's soon. Because I was very confused. I was looking in there and I was like, huh, that's an odd box for the Happy Meal. Do you want to take a guess at why the box was odd for the Happy Meal?
What kind of a box is it?
A Pikachu.
Oh, Pokemon boxes are back.
Yeah.
They're probably giving cards out.
I have no clue. I didn't ask. I can find
Yeah.
out.
I have a couple of the Pikachu boxes somewhere in here from like olden times. But have you seen those videos on TikTok of them explaining why the McFlurry spoon has a weird hole in it? I'm still on the
Yeah.
McFlurry. It's to like
Yeah.
put it in the like shake machine.
It's the spinner.
It's so fucking, I was just like, oh, I always wondered what the hole was for. I thought it used to be like a
A straw.
straw spoon combo, and I
I
was just
remember
like,
being very little and thinking it was a straw.
when did they seal it? When did they seal it? Why did they seal it? The forbidden straw.
It's not sealed. Well, there's a hole here in the back. But it's in the wrong place.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and McFlurried best bud.
Dan.
How art thou, Sham?
Good. I'm still looking at this Pikachu thing. It looks like it's a pack of cards
Yeah.
in a
The.
special box.
Yeah, every once in a while. Yeah, let me see. I probably have one around here.
Well, they've got the new set of Pokemon on the front of them. The
Looks
new,
like
like the.
the box looks something like this.
Yeah. They
Yeah.
got like the Weed Cat one.
Love the weed cat.
They do have
Sprigatito.
it. And they have that one and the other two starters from that, and I think the legendaries from that game.
Good game.
Be
Whoa.
fair.
Oh,
I started.
we got a big jumper today.
We jump?
Big jumper. Good boy, Draco. A big jump. Okay. Bye.
Hi. But I don't, yeah, I don't know. Do you? I just saw it and I was like, oh, Pikachu bucks.
How are you doing this week, Chef?
Good. Worked out a lot. Worked out yesterday, I worked out today, and then I'm supposed to work out tomorrow too.
I have been pretty consistent on my shit too, actually, so I'm pretty
Nice.
proud of myself. It's
My
gotten
legs
to the
day was yesterday, and I don't like leg day.
it's gotten to a point where like sometimes I'll get home and I'll be extra hot, or I'll be like a little like feeling lazy, and I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm gonna work out today. And then like 5 minutes later I get like weirdly antsy and I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna work out, and then I have to then I go and I do it. I do it, and then I feel better.
Nice.
So it's like
Yeah.
finally becoming a habit, I feel, which I will take.
Not a bad habit. And I
Mm-hmm.
was like, I have little baby muscles. They're like just little mountain, just little. And I love it.
Nice.
Just a tiny. Yesterday I did legs, and there was this workout that I haven't been able to do like every time because the line for the machine was just been so long, but it was no line. So I did it. Well, it's cable pull through, so I have to like grab a cable thing from in between my legs and then pull it straight up. So I'm just shifting on my hips. And my fucking abs hurt so fucking bad today.
Yeah, dude, it happens.
I was like, oh my God.
I
Okay,
figured
well, now I
I've
can't miss this workout.
and then I remembered that you're actually trying to get like buff for like some for something, right? For like some sort of cosplay or something.
Ren Faire.
Yeah, you're trying to get like super buff for Ren Faire or something.
Yeah, because they want me to be the fighter.
Oh boy.
So I don't know. I can back squat 50 pounds on my back now.
You're gonna become like that,
Actually, it's tw
like the lady on Tumblr who just not Tumblr, TikTok, who just like gets hella views by splitting logs.
Nicole.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about because I found them recently and I love her. Yes, I want to be the lady who can split locks.
That shit
Yes.
looks fucking intense,
And
man.
she looks so cool though. She's so fucking cool. Yes.
That's gonna be you. I need a video of you splitting a log within
You're
like
gonna have to give me.
here in 6 months' time.
That's fine. I can do that.
6 months, I want to see a log split.
I went axe throwing last Friday and that didn't go well.
Oh, I was gonna ask how'd that go.
Not
Apparently not
great.
well.
Not great.
Oh,
Not
I'm
great.
sorry.
You have to
Like,
swing the axe like you're trying to split a log in front of you, but somehow let it go at the same time and let it go just right so it slides forward and the axe goes into the wood and it didn't go well. They did give us a ninja star one,
did
and
it make
that
you
one
do
I
a
did pretty
thing?
good.
Did it make you do the thing where like you threw it from like behind your head type of thing or
Yeah, that's what I
whatever?
had to do.
Oh, and it was just like not working out. But there's also have like the kind where you can just fucking like chuck it too. They didn't let you do that.
No, it wouldn't stick if you chucked it. But so they had ones that were like ninja stars almost. They were like axes, but they were sharp in more places. So that I got pretty good at. That I was just one hand chucking it, and I did pretty good on that
All right, there you
one. And
go.
I think that's why they gave it to us.
They took mercy on
Bad.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been, but it looks fun. Just fucking throw some fucking axes.
It's really loud.
Not as loud as what I went to, or
What you do?
I went shooting guns earlier this week with
Oh
my
yeah, you did.
bosses. Well, one of my
Okay.
bosses is a shotgun instructor, so he like takes people to teach them how to shoot
No,
shotguns,
I
like
love it.
out in Corona and shit. So we've gone once to do the shotgun stuff,
Yeah.
and it's like outdoor, and it's like super fucking hard because you have to shoot like the flying little clay target thingies.
Yeah.
It's super fucking hard. I only hit like two or three times in the whole time that I was there.
Jeez.
This time though, we went over here in Orange, and we weren't shooting like indoor, like handguns and stuff. I've never shot anything other than the time that I went shooting shotguns earlier in the year with them. So like, this is the first couple times I've shot guns, and it's interesting, I suppose. But
That's fair.
yeah, it's cool. I mean,
I
it's it it, it
see,
puts
we
into
had just like.
perspective how like terrifying those things actually are. It's a weird feeling. It's a very weird feeling, like
Kind of
interacting
weird.
with them. Yeah.
It's just been like an interesting. I went to Brewery X this week too.
Oh, that place is huge,
That place is huge.
but always way too fucking packed.
Monday night it was dead.
Oh, must be nice.
Well, Monday night it was dead. And they have currently a limited run of a flavored seltzer that is
Ugh.
a Cactus Cooler spritz knockoff.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really good.
I wish I could do seltzers. I can't. They make my stomach feel weird.
I think they gave me heartburn.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They give me like weird acid.
I only
It's
had the
like.
seltzers because I don't like beer. So, like, I just had seltzers all night. And then, like, I woke up in the middle of the night, like, I don't feel good. And
Yeah, I don't know. I
I
can't do
was like, I think
seltzers.
if I downed a ton of Tums beforehand, I would have been okay. But I just didn't think about it.
Yeah. Brewery X is all right. They hold the title on Pod Boys for like the worst beer I've ever had, though. One of their beers was particularly like fucking nefarious. It was actually like the Mighty Ducks, like official beer of the Mighty Ducks.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so I fucking had
I'm
it.
not going to sit
Shit.
here and diss the Mighty Ducks on a podcast.
So it's an IPA. So it's already like a bitter beer, you know. It's
Yep.
and I usually like IPAs. They're like, I usually like a hazy or like a juicy IPA. But I fuck with IPAs. That's what got me into like beer drinking, right? So
There you go.
I'm fine with an IPA.
So it's not the
Even
IPA's fault.
yeah, no, this literally tasted like an IPA. Like they took the can and just held it over like a fucking camp bonfire for a couple of hours. And then just put it back in the fridge, and you opened it, and it just tasted like smoked out. It just tasted like sooty and
That's an
smoky.
interesting
It was
choice for a
so
beer. Because,
fucking
like, liquor,
disgusting.
like, smoke, a little bit of smoke on some liquor is good.
Yeah, but beer?
No.
Yeah. So it was just the most, the gnarliest thing ever. Nothing, nothing. And we take some risks on that show with the
Didn't
beer
we have, like,
choices.
peanut butter ones?
We've had peanut butter ones. We've had smoothie beers. We've had beers with lactose in them. We've had all kinds of weird stuff. And I can still to this day say that that motherfucking Mighty Ducks beer is the
Was
worst
the
beer
worst.
I've ever had.
It
Ducks
doesn't
fans,
sound good.
are you good? Are you good?
No.
You know what I mean?
As somebody who is a Kings fan, no, they're not.
You're a Kings fan? What? You're into hockey?
Yeah, not
I
like
didn't.
I don't like follow it, but like
Yeah.
I will if you had to be like you have to pick a sporting event to go and you have to watch the whole game.
Is
Like
hockey?
you can't I would pick hockey.
Is it because of the fights?
I think it's that and how fast the puck moves across.
Hmm.
And like when people get hurt, like you could argue that soccer also moves pretty fast. But like soccer and basketball, when somebody gets hurt, everybody stops.
Yeah.
Hockey, they're like, get up, shake it off, move on.
Haven't been in a very long time, but what I appreciate about hockey is it's an ice sport, so it's always very cold in there.
Yes.
I
I
appreciate
didn't
that a lot.
enjoy that. I didn't enjoy that. But can I just tell you that this summer, all of a sudden my body said, guess what? Your internal body temperature isn't going to change.
This summer,
This summer.
your internal body temperature will not change.
But you're going to be just sweaty all of the time.
I you know what? I used to pride myself on being a very sweatless individual for most of my life too. And again, yeah, and this summer I've been like working out in my backyard or in my room with the AC on, and I'm just like, holy shit, I'm like dripping. I sweat now.
Yeah, picking the correct shorts so that it doesn't look like my ass is as sweaty as it is when I stand up.
Is a fine
Very
art.
important. Yeah, it's a very
Yeah.
fine art. I'm just like, cool. It's like
Yeah,
sweat going down my forehead, and I'm just like, ah. So now every day I'm like showering like at the gym just so I don't, it's not sweaty for the rest of my shift.
I shower twice a day. Well, I always have. You know this about me. Oh
Yes,
God, I
I do that.
accidentally joined the Discord call in the
Oh,
Discord again. Not do that. Let's get into some of these
please
topic-a-roonies
read me
here, because
yours. Please, please
we
read me
have
yours.
which one? I have a bunch, so we didn't. So
We haven't done a ton.
we haven't done a ton. Do you want to talk about the Great Wall of China? Do you want to talk about like the dystopian future of humanity? Do
I
you
want to
want to
talk about
talk?
the hamster wheel man.
Okay, that's a good one. So
Because
let's
this
see
one looked
here.
really good. And I've been fighting so hard to not read it all week.
So, first, we're just gonna read the tweet real quick so we know what we're talking about here. The tweet from Daily Loud was, a Florida man has been arrested on federal charges after using a man-made hamster wheel in an attempt to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Reza Baluchi told the Coast Guard that he was attempting to ride the hydropod all the way to England and claimed he had Florida registration, which he was unable to locate for them on board. Surprise, surprise, he wasn't able to actually find it.
Oh my God, he was 70 miles off of the Tybee Island in Georgia, which isn't an actual island, it's like a peninsula. And I've been there. Like, that was the beach when I went, it was in college.
That's fucking Justin McElroy loves going there. Island
Tybee's
boy?
great.
Island boy? You know when he becomes Island boy? It's because he
Yeah.
goes to fucking Tybee
Going down to
Island.
Tybee. That's right. He stops at Zaxby's on the way down. Oh God, I miss
He's
Zaxby's.
stopping at fucking Tybee?
Yes.
Pause. Full stop. Full stop.
Yeah.
You've had Zaxby's?
Oh, yeah.
I
I
always see.
love
I.
Zaxby's.
The, I've, I it's like the chicken tender place, right?
It is a chicken tender place, but it has something really good, like spicy, like good southern black
Yeah,
spices.
I always
So good.
fucking see pictures of it, and I'm
You
just
need to
like,
have Zaxby's.
I want
It's
you.
so good. Like,
I want
there was
you.
one chain food restaurant that I could get over here. I want a Zaxby's. There's also like Moe's Southwest Grill, and like there's all these other ones too that I'm like, yeah,
Well,
I
isn't
eat
that
those when
just like
I'm
a
there.
Chipotle type thing?
I liked Moe's better than Chipotle.
Okay, fair.
They don't contaminate as much either. They're better about their food safety.
Have we talked about how I'm like a
Yes.
recent Chipotle convert?
Recent? No, you've had you the most recent was that you had something at Chipotle that you liked.
Yeah, well, it consists most of my meals now.
Oh. Betrayal.
Yeah.
Betrayal.
So they have like really good diet type shit that also tastes very good. Like they have like this balanced macros bowl that's very well balanced for nutrition and trying to lose weight, and it's like $13 and I eat half one day and half the other day, so I'm only spending like $6 a day on food. It like works out, unfortunately, you know what I mean? Like, and
That's fair.
it's
That's
hard
fair. I mean, I've been meal prepping
being.
again. I've been going to the Aldi and buying those like package things so that I could put them in little bento boxes and take them.
I just
And
don't
I'm
have the
eating those.
fucking time, dude. I
No,
don't have the
okay.
fucking
The
time.
Aldi ones, take it so I don't need the time. I did it on Tuesday morning and I heated up everything and put it in and like put it in the containers and it took me like 15, 20 minutes. And
I
then I just had to
don't
let it cool down and then stick it in the fridge.
know. I can't do
So
it.
that was the only way I would like this week. I'm gonna probably do it on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way. And but it's been saving me a ton because I broke it down and like what I'm spending on the food, then it breaks down to like $7 or $8 a day. But I need to find ways because I keep being so hungry. Keep reading this about this though. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, we got very
We got
sidetracked.
very
Try as he
sidetracked by
might,
Zaxby's.
Reza Belushi can't reach his destination without running afoul of the U.S. Coast Guard. The key problem is his vessel, a giant floating hamster wheel made of buoys and wire, self-propelled by Belushi running inside. He's just straight up running in it like a hamster. It doesn't even have a motor or like a bike mechanism. He's legit.
So,
He's like, I'm gonna fucking jog my way to England. But you can't do that,
we're on
Reza. The
completely
ocean,
separate,
the ocean's in the way. You can't run to England. And this man said, hold my fucking beer.
I'm reading a different article than you, and the amount of information that is in this article. It's the BBC article. Would you like the BBC article?
Sure, I'm on NPR, which I thought was also a good source, but sure,
It
I'll
is
take the BBC
also a good
article.
source. It is also a good source. But England will do anything to make fun of us.
Oh my fucking God, dude.
He's 44. The 44-year-old marathon runner refused to leave the vessel for 3 days.
So he had like a standoff with police in there? With coast guards or something?
Yeah. It apparently had
What?
paddles. The paddles are on the buoys.
Did you send this somewhere?
Okay. He has I have not sent this. I can send this.
Oh, I see it here. Yes. The officers then
Mr.
approached Belushi in a small boat, instructed him to join them. They were ending his voyage due to it being unsafe. Belushi replied that he had a 12-inch knife and would attempt to kill himself if the officers attempted to remove him from his vessel, according to the complaint. The officers returned to the cutter and stated, "Oh my God!"
No, this is the third time he's been arrested in this in similar voyages.
Always with with a hamster wheel?
Always with the Coast Guard. So it says he's tried three similar voyages before, all of which ended with the Coast Guard interception. Yeah, he began as officials were preparing for the arrival of a major hurricane. He decided to start this trip.
Oh my
He
God.
refused to step off the vessel and threatened to kill himself, and then he also claimed that there was a bomb on board.
Well, now he's like up for trial and he's barred from travel outside the Southern District of Florida, and he may not go to the ocean or board a vessel on the ocean. A special condition added to his bond agreement. Oh
In
my
2000,
God.
in 2021, he was arrested after being rescued while trying to ride from Florida to New York after drifting 30 miles south of his departure
This
point.
guy is an absolute mad lad.
In 2014, he had to be rescued from a similar contraption near St. Augustine. And then 2 years later, again, he had to be rescued off the coast of Jupiter near Palm Beach, Florida.
The 2014 attempt, the Coast Guard said that it was by far the most bizarre case that he has ever been involved with in his career. What is, dude, what's this guy's fucking like obsession with literally running to Europe?
This is the fourth time he's decided he can run this. Here's my question, right? He has to know that this trip is gonna take months, I would assume. How is he keeping food? Where was he
I
planning
don't,
on shitting?
I do. That's, there are so many questions, Shan. There are
Okay.
so many. We were,
Oh.
hold on. We referred to it as the hamster wheel of doom, a Coast Guard remembered, adding that temperatures could get up to 120 degrees inside the bubble, and that Belushi was more likely to get pushed to England or swept into a swirling eddy in the middle of the Atlantic to make it to Florida or to Bermuda. The Coast Guard tried to take him in, but he didn't want to go and stayed with him for the Coast Guard stayed with him for a day or so before leaving him be. A day or two later, a cold front knocked the bubble on its side, so Belushi set off what's called a spot device. In 2016, Belushi tried again. This time, the Coast Guard came up on Belushi, told him they were terminating his voyage for being manifestly unsafe, and that
Oh
he should
my
embark their
God.
boat. "Make me crazy," Belushi is seen telling the coast officers. "I've been 5 years, like, do this thing. They stop me every time. They save my life. I don't. No, need it. Save my life. I don't need it." He doesn't want to be saved, apparently.
He does not want to be saved. He
He told
wants to
officers
go on a blaze of glory.
that he had five or six lights and two life jackets. "I have a GPS. I have a laptop to watch movie."
Do you have external power?
"I have a laptop to watch movie." But the officer said his voyage was unsafe, and based on the captain of the port order and his physical condition, the officers hauled him in. They sank his bubble as a hazard to navigation. "They shot, they sank my bubble," Belushi told Vice. "No more bubble I have." With it sank all of his supplies. Coggeshall said that the cost to taxpayers for the Coast Guard response was about $144,000 for his 2016 little escapade. So, yeah, he's tried
Okay,
plenty of
so
times with plenty of different destinations.
in previous interviews, he was said he was attempting the voyages to raise money for a variety of causes, including for the homeless and the Coast Guard. So his goal is not only to raise money for homeless people, raise money for the Coast Guard, raise money for the police department, and raise money for the fire department. They're in public service, they do it for safety, they help other people.
Does he have like a GoFundMe? Like what? Like what? How is he
I have
raising
no
money?
idea. I have no idea. I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
can like does he have like a charity we can donate to? How is what? How is he making money?
It looks like the contraption that he had last year was almost similar. Or at least they're using the same photo this year as that they used last year.
That's fucking crazy. He says he's
He
just
traveled
he.
1,000 miles last year.
And just to wrap this up in a nice package, a quote from Belushi himself. This is why he does this, Shan. Dream no coming after you. You must follow your dream. It's beautiful.
This is great.
That's beautiful. That's honestly, he's right. He's 100% right. And anybody, like, I mean, sure, it's costing the Coast Guard a fuckload of money. It's costing the tax, but he's out here doing what the fuck he wants to do. One day he's gonna fucking run to
I
England.
don't think he's going to, but that's okay.
One day he'll have a porta potty installed and he'll be good to fucking go.
How is he getting food? How? Like, any food that he has is gonna be like, does he have a gyroscope that's keeping shelves upright?
He has
What's
like
going on?
fucking like astronaut food or something, you know? Like just like dehydrated
Dehydrated.
packet like rations.
It
This is fucking crazy. I love
is
this man though.
insane.
I'm gonna run
He's a national hero, actually.
to Europe in my fucking Astro wheel. But hold on, the ocean's right there. I can't get over it. You just fucking watch me, bro.
Like, sir,
Like,
there's ocean in the way. Like, I also really enjoy that he's like raising money for the Coast Guard and the police department, but then they're coming there and they're like, dude, this isn't safe.
hey,
Get out of this
stop,
thing. And he's
dude,
like, I'll kill
stop.
myself. How dare you stop me from raising money from you?
This is my dream. I will end it all right now if you fucking touch me. He's crazy.
It's like, I'm raising money for the Coast Guard. Sir, the Coast Guard has told you repeatedly that this is a stupid plan and you're gonna kill
The
yourself.
Coast
No,
Guard is
no, no,
begging
no,
you
no.
to stop.
They protect other people. Sir, you're wasting their time. That's like those people that like, this is gonna be a touch, but it's like those people who are always like, cops are super important. We need cops and like all that. And then they call cops for like kids having a lemonade stand. And it's like, you're wasting so much of the cops' time with this. It's like the
Fucking
same.
ridiculous.
I mean, the police one's probably worse, to be
Yeah,
honest.
I don't know.
Definitely. But
It's
like, sir,
probably
you can't say you're
less
raising money.
expensive though. It's fucking wild. Speaking of precarious bathroom situations, do you want to tell me
Oh
about
my
your story
God.
now? Trigger warning for like gross toilet stuff, bathroom stuff.
Just saw it and I haven't even read this because it's better when I don't. So the headline from the New York Post is passenger diarrhea on Delta flight is forced to force plane to land. And then I also
Can
have another article that I found like 2 days later. A day, a day,
you
a
hold on?
day
Can you
later.
imagine? Can you imagine having like for the rest of your life
That you were
having
the
to live
person.
with the yeah, that you were the fucking person who had to fucking dookie so bad, so fucking bad that they had to land a fucking plane for you to shit? Like,
You
oh.
shit so bad they had to land the plane
Like
to save people from passing out or something.
you need to go into witness protection. You need to like pack your bags and move away. Episode one of my Bim Bam or whatever. Like you need to like
Pack your bags and
completely
leave.
reinvent yourself as a new person
Insane.
in a new fucking
Oh,
dimension because you're
nope, could
done
not
here.
imagine.
You're
But
fucking done
listen,
here.
I found an article the next day titled, I was on the Delta Airlines diarrhea plane. And it was horrible.
Oh my God, we have witness accounts.
Okay, let's start with New York Post.
Are
Let's start with the New York Post. I'm so excited.
you?
Oh, why is yes, I am. So it does this is like a fucking text post. I don't know.
Like,
This is
what
not
the
an
fuck?
actual
Is this like
article. I
a
don't like this.
Instagram story?
Yeah, it looks like it.
A
It's a
Delta
total
flight
web
from
story.
Atlanta to Barcelona. That's a
Oh my
long
God.
fucking flight
Oh my
to
God, where did they
from
have to
at
emergency land?
Oh
Okay.
my God, Atlanta to Barcelona was forced to turn around and I guess it went back to Atlanta. Forced to turn around and make an emergency landing after a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the plane. What does
Not in the toilet. He had
that
diarrhea. Like,
mean?
oh my God. Okay,
What
wait.
does that mean all the way
Oh
through
my God. Okay,
the
then there's so the
plane?
Anubis. A350 aircraft was 2 hours into the transatlantic flight from Georgia to Spain on Friday when the pilot asked to come back because of the fecal fiasco. Okay, the tweet that they have on this story says that the Delta Airlines Anubis Airbus, where's Anubis?
Where's Anubis coming from?
I don't know. A350 turned around and came back to Atlanta Friday night because the diarrhea throughout the plane from a passenger, and it's a biohazard.
I can't stop laughing. How
Oh.
did this, how could you do this? This
This
is
is
a
a fire.
biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who's had diarrhea all the way through the
So they want us to come back to Atlanta all the way through the airplane, not in the toilet. Not in the toilet. Hold on, we have to get through
airport.
this so we can read the other article. We have to do it. We got this. We got this. I'm gonna keep reading. The identity of the passenger remains a mystery, not to the passengers and crew.
God,
No.
thank God.
But the passengers and crew were transferred, and flight DL 149 194 finally made it to Barcelona at 5:10 the next day, 8 hours later than scheduled.
Person on the
It is not known if the passenger who had the digestive
flight?
problem was aboard the plane when it touched down in Spain.
Oh
An alleged Federal Aviation Authority flight strip was posted on Reddit, which appeared to confirm the situation involved biohazard all over the plane. There's an ad. Cleaning crews were able to scrub down the aircraft once it landed in Atlanta, since flight records show it was used for another flight. Everybody's checking their tickets to see if they flew on this Airbus.
Oh, everyone's like,
As
I don't
quickly
want
and
to fucking, I don't
seamlessly as
want to fucking fly
possible.
on the poop plane.
They're to thoroughly clean the airplane and to get our customers to their final destination. We sincerely apologize to the customers for the delay and inconvenience to their travel plans.
This is
Oh
horrible.
my God. Oh, I
This
need the
is
other article. I
so
need the other article so bad.
bad.
I need this person to tell me how much poop was on this plane. Oh my God. Throughout the, this is why, this is why. Listen, people ask me all the time. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited to look forward to this article that we're going to talk about because all I have is the title. And they're like, what happened? And I go, I don't know yet.
Don't
And they're like,
know.
why do you not know? And I said, because it is way more fun to find out in the moment and do this
All the
throughout the plane. Okay. I was on the Delta's Airlines diarrhea plane and it was horrible. The vanilla
way
disinfectant
through
only made the smell worse as the airline staff frantically tried to clean up the mess.
Oh my fucking
Oh my
God.
God, there's three bullet points at the top of this. Three bullet points. First one, passengers on the Delta diarrhea plane have shared details from the experience. Two, one passenger said it was dribbled down the aisle and smelled horrible. And
Oh
then there's a read more, like the footage shows the aftermath of it.
my God, there's someone filmed it.
I get what fucking yes, of course they did.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
A
Flight did not take off
passenger.
again until it was fully cleaned about 5 hours later. I'm trying to get the information that we didn't. People who were on the plane last Friday shared the details of the horrific experience on social media. One woman known as DW on X. Well, on Twitter, wrote, "My partner was on that flight. It was pretty bad. It was dribbled down the aisle. It smelled horrible. The vanilla scented disinfectant used on it only made it smell like
Smell like
vanilla
vanilla
shit."
shit. Oh my God, this sounds like a literal nightmare
The
situation.
flight was met by emergency vehicles, and EMT carried the sick passenger off the plane. My partner said the plane was cleaner when they got back on at 2 a.m. than it was the first time they got on. No smell either.
How do you?
Both my wife and I were on the flight. It was a mess. The pilot came, made the right decision to turn around. The ground crew ripped out the carpet and put new one in. Considering the circumstances, ground crew did a great job along with the attendants and the pilots.
Yep, that'll fucking take the
Oh
smell out. Just get the whole ass
my
carpet out of there.
God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I want.
John Hurt wrote, "Both my wife and I were on the flight. It was a, yep, that one we already did. He also praised the staff." Oh my God, there is. There's the video right here.
Little
Oh
bro.
my God, can you see this video? It's like all the way down this aisle. It's like
Oh
20
my
second video.
God.
Oh
Oh
my
my
God.
God. It's like a fucking river down the aisle.
Oh my God.
What was wrong with this person? What the fuck? This tweet, little bro headed abroad right now, but his plane had to go back to ATL an hour into the flight because someone shit up and down the aisle. Oh my God.
Wait. Then he posts again, pretty much how Ned explained. Haven't laughed harder than his phone call to me at midnight to explain why he was still in America. He said it was the funniest thing he ever experienced.
Yeah, did you not like explain the last
I
10
just,
minutes
okay,
of
listen,
me
as,
not able
okay,
to control myself?
I couldn't have taken, I would have thrown up on this plane. So I had to take out a bag out of our trash can that had a dirty diaper in it recently, and it smelled so bad that I almost threw up. I cannot imagine being trapped on something with that smell. I definitely would have thrown up
Definitely
like
with the, you
repeatedly.
had to deal with a lot of dookie at like certain storage facilities too, huh? Like
Yeah, I
Anaheim?
don't do shit well.
Yeah, I mean, why
I
would
don't have
you?
to clean, to be fair, I don't have
Especially
to clean the shit at
and
work. I just have to sometimes take it out and I
yeah,
like
and
almost
like
threw.
human
It was
shit in
so bad.
particular,
It
like
smells
dude,
so bad. Oh my
no.
God.
So I feel thoroughly for anyone aboard this flight.
Apparently, most of first class missed it. Wait, my husband and I were on the flight. Thank goodness we were in first class, so we missed the experience. We did see Delta crew attendees running back and forth in protective coverings or with gloves. They told us we would have to get off the flight because they had to do a thorough cleaning and replace the carpet. We're on our way to a celebrity reflection. We were worried we would miss the cruise.
Oh no.
Burn it. I can't risk flying on a poop plane.
Dude, for real, that plane's gotta go.
They were apparently they've ripped up the carpet and replaced
Yeah,
it.
so that's how you get rid of the
So,
fucking smell. They just like
yeah. So
completely
that's,
got
yeah.
rid of that whole component.
This type of thing would make me never take a Delta again because how would you ever be certain you didn't get the poo-poo plane if they didn't decommission it? I'm flying with Delta to Europe on Friday. What if I get the poo-poo plane?
Yeah, I was gonna say no one wants to fly on the poop plane.
Apparently, like the original article said they put them on a different flight, but this one's saying that they put them back on the same flight.
No, they did. Yeah. They
Yeah, but the
like
original
5.5 hours
article's.
later or whatever.
Yeah, but no, the original article said they put them on a different flight or put them on a different plane.
The New York Post one?
Yeah, it says the crew were
No, no,
transferred.
no. It says
Oh.
cleaning crews were able to do the scrub down once it landed since the flight. So it's saying that after this, it was used immediately for another flight. That's what it was saying.
Got it. There's
Yeah.
one other post on here that's like the identity of the passenger remains a mystery, but the passengers and crew were transferred, and then this flight finally made it to Barcelona at 5:10 p.m. the next day, 8 hours later than it was scheduled. I just assumed that when it said transferred, it put them on a different flight.
No. They
Oh
just.
my God.
They
That is the
just
end of that
did,
article.
yeah. They cleaned it up as quick as they could and said, "Get back on the poo-poo plane."
Well, I mean, if the people who lived through that horrific thing got back on the poo-poo plane and say it doesn't smell, I would be fine.
Yep.
I'm gonna trust Delta. If these people got back on, there's no way. If there was any hint of smell of poop, they would have been like, "Turn me around. We're fixing this. I'm not getting on it." Like, there's no way the traumatic of 2 hours off flight and then 2 hours back smelling that shit, that
Nah,
stitch
dude.
sense. Like, no.
I know it smelled crazy in there.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I
Oh
know
my
it
God.
smelled
I
absolutely
just thought,
fucking
Alyssa,
crazy
I
in there.
thought with the article title that it was just gonna be like he had such bad diarrhea, like in the toilet. It just smelled out on the plane. And I was like, how bad does your diarrhea have to be? And it's like, no. He shit in the aisles. And it's like, oh.
And like it was liquidy to the point that it just ran
Like
down the
dribbled down
whole
his whole.
plate. It was just,
No.
oh.
Gross.
And
Gross.
on that beautiful note is where we'll leave you
Disgusting
this
note.
week. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, we're sorry. We're not. That was fucking
It was
hilarious.
fucking hilarious. I hope
Just
you
like
didn't
the
skip that part because that was Fucking that
was
was
fucking
so great. I'm
hilarious.
so happy I found that article.
If you want to find me on the internet and yell at me for talking about this for so long, you can find me at Knife Life Boss, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet.
You can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
Other than that, that's pretty much going to do it for us here on the podcast. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
We've been 8 hour chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
Even if it has
Bye.
diarrhea on it.
You can't take the diarrhea on the plane.
No, they will land
No,
it.
they will land it.